The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Is it Monday? Hey, John, I just wanted to tell you, I saw a post. I can't resist. So in Borough Park, Brooklyn, that's in New York, police are trying to figure out how more than $280,000 was stolen from an HSBC bank branch on 13th Avenue in Borough Park and Brooklyn, New York. And so the robbers, if you want to call them that, drilled through the ceiling. Okay. But here's the point. It's not the $280,000. They can always print more. Okay? That's not the problem. They act as if that's a problem when Federal Reserve notes are stolen from a bank. But the point I'd like to make is that safety deposit boxes were also opened and contents were stolen. So it's unknown what was in them. So for those who might be listening who think that they can put valuables in safety deposit boxes, and you know they'll be safe rather than having the contents at home. You just learned that that is not the case. Safety deposit boxes are not necessarily safe at a bank, so you might be rethink that. That's the point. That's the whole point of that. So, what do you think, John?
I'm just thinking that, as crooks get more of the tools that have previously been in the hands of government, how much more they'll be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So now we have the crooks and the government.
Or did we just repeat ourselves?
Yeah. Very, very good point. Okay. Preparedness. Is that where we're going to start today?
Yeah. It usually gets pushed to the bottom of the stack, and you know there's some information there I think's important to get out. You know, we've talked a lot about how, especially in the colder climates, it's really tough trying to come up with good substitutes for the oils that we have available today. And it's important to have the omega-3 fats in your diet, and I'm pretty much down to the point now where, you at least got to start raising chickens because you can get, the eggs are a good source of omega-3s. If you're fortunate enough to have a decent water source where you can have fish, they're a good source of omega-3s. But we look at some of the other oils that we use, the healthier ones like olive oil and coconut oil, and that starts to be a problem when the supply chain goes down, as well as, other things, tropical. One thing I did run across that we can keep is bananas, and I've got a link there called Bananas, where you can raise banana trees in a pot and bring them indoors when it's cold, and at least get a chance to enjoy the tropical. Don't know if you'll be able to create the ice cream and have a banana split or not, but at least it will give you a little bit of change in your diet so that you're not just eating the same thing all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want olive oil, that gets to be a bit trickier. And I had learned even before I moved to the Ozarks that even in Texas, it's not a normal place where you would plant olive trees. They're kind of a finicky plant. They don't like the cold. And then they, you know, don't like a lot of rain either. So it can be problematic trying to grow them. I did find a dwarf plant that, again, like the banana trees, you can keep in pots and move indoors when it's cold. Of course, with any kind of dwarf plant, you're going to not be able to produce large amounts of fruit that you would from, you know, the regular trees that, you know, grow outdoors. But the other thing that caught my attention is the amount of time it takes to get an olive tree mature enough, even if you are able to grow them. There's some varieties that you can start getting fruit in 3 years, but many of these, it was 5 to 12 years. So if you haven't already gone back in the past and planted your olive trees, you're not going to have them real soon. And then you got to be able to take the olives and, of course, make the olive oil out of it. Since this, I've looked up, there's, again, some coconut plants that you can raise. Again, it would have to be done in a pot. And from what I've seen, is you keep it outdoors and protect it in the wintertime, keep it from freezing. And even doing that, it's quite a chore making coconut oil. So it's like I say, you need to start looking at everything that you buy from the economy and look at the ingredients and how would you make this, how would you substitute for it, or how would you do without once the supply chain collapses.
Mm-hmm. And it's even worse than that, John. I had all of these tomato plants that were started, and all kinds of varieties, and peppers, and I put them out to get a little bit of sun, and then at night I put them in the barn, and the chickens raced into the barn and they ate them all. I'm starting over, and I may have to buy some plants because our garden is ready, and we're just waiting for the weather to warm up just a little bit. So what I'm saying is all the plants that I started, the chickens ate them. Now, what do you do about that? That's a problem because the chickens eat the ticks and the bugs, so they supply eggs, and they do a great job at that. But, you know, when I wasn't looking, they saw these little tender, it's dessert. It was dessert. And so they ate all these small plants, and 18 of them, 18, well, 18 times 4. That's how many they ate. So that's another problem. But I'd like to share with the class that, you know, many years ago we planted chestnut trees here on the farm, apple, pear, peach, nectarine, plum. And, you know, we're looking at, are we going to stay in the country? That's something that we're looking at. Some of the instructors are thinking that this might be not be the place where we want to stay. And but at the same time, we're hedging our bet with planting grapes and berries and so forth. So elderberries. So we're doing all those. We're doing everything. And I'm very concerned about the direction our country is going. And I'm concerned about the food supply. And you know, John, the thought is that if Trump doesn't get the nomination on the Republican syndicate, if it's stolen from him, there may be a revolution. If Trump does get it, there may be a revolution. And what we're seeing is that there's so much dishonesty, and we've been lied to at such high levels. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. John, I was talking with a guy, and he said, you know, he's getting kind of old, and he's looking forward to the revolution. I mean, those are the kind of things that people are saying. He's not saying he wants to start it. He's just thinking that if he's going to be fighting in it, he'd like to do it while he's still strong. It's amazing. People are furious. Are you feeling the same kind of vibes? I mean, Americans are angry.
I've actually seen them be angry for over 20 years now. Mm-hmm. It's just that those that, you know, support the Constitution tend not to act out violence, whereas the leftists, we see what kind of violence they do, mm-hmm. whether it's the union thugs or the useful idiots on college campi.
Mm. Yeah.
But we just had our third round of hail come through North Texas this year. Fortunately, it stayed north of us. This time, it was hail baseball to softball size. And that was just devastating in certain places. And, we're under threat from so many areas, from normal Mother Nature. When you're raising crops, you get hail come through, it can destroy the crops. You get a late freeze, which is what they're under threat of on the East Coast, where they're talking about losing peach and grape crops. And then just add in a tornado and how do you recover from that once the supply chain's gone? Because even in normal times, you can just go a few miles from where I'm at, and it's kind of like Joplin was. There's still just this path of destruction. They're, of course, demolishing what's left of homes to rebuild. But all that takes a process. All of it takes materials. And I really don't have great answers for how do you prepare to recover from that in the time that's coming.
I'm looking at an image, I'll post this during the break, of a mobile home that was hit by hail. The windows are smashed out, holes through the side of the mobile home, and then below that there's a picture of a car. And these are hailstones, the size of a golf ball or baseball. Absolutely looks like the mobile home was machine gunned, and so was the car.
Class.
We'll be right back.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and we're talking about hail. And John, I just did a quick calculation, and hail, we don't know the exact speed that hailstones travel, but they can travel up to 106 miles per hour, theoretically. So, and how fast is that compared to a baseball? Well, Major League Baseball's leaving the bat can hit about 110 miles an hour. That's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So you were talking about hailstones about the size of a baseball. Is that right?
Even up to softball size.
It's huge. Absolutely huge. So I remember we had a hailstorm in Virginia, and I put on a motorcycle helmet. I wanted to go about 100 feet from one of our farm buildings to the house, and there was a hailstorm, and I literally put on safety goggles and a helmet, and I was being pelted, and these were just the size of marbles, maybe, you know, large marbles. I remember that the car dealer nearby had a sale, and he called it a hail of a sale because these vehicles were, you know, these were all dented up. They were new vehicles. They were all dented up. And he was able to pull out some of the dents, but some of them still remained. And it was pretty destructive. So I posted that article about, and you'll see the mobile home that was, it looked like it had been machine gunned, and the automobile as well, including the windshield. And you're right. We do need to worry about these things. And, you know, would our roof sustain this kind of a pelting from Mother Nature? Some may, some may not.
Well, the last storm that had come through, which wasn't near this size, took out a lot of skylights, so people only had tarps up. And we can only imagine what it did to the tarps.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember when we were building the farmhouse, we were considering skylights, and we decided not to do it for some of those reasons. When you think about it, you know, some skylights are just these plexiglass curved domes, if you will, and they can be taken out as well, so not a lot of protection there. And I think there's one rule about skylights, and they always, over time, they'll leak. So that's something that we avoided. We've got John in Austin. John, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. You know, Captain, I'm about maybe a few hundred miles south of you. And it has been interesting weather so far this year. What I was calling, though, about is having ways to support each other. What if, Vincent, what if we, like, let's say you live in an area, gets hit by a hailstorm, and it wipes out the crop, kills maybe half your herd of cattle. I guess that's not uncommon with softball and baseball-sized hail, is that farm animals can be killed if they're out in the open or injured. What if we had agreement or set up something with other communities in different parts of the, like, state or region, that if you got hammered, that an area that was unaffected by the weather or the event could come in and help?
Well, it used to be that your neighbors were your insurance policy. You know, if your barn burned down, the neighbors got together to help raise a new one. And with most of what we've been talking about, of course, freezes can take a wide area. And
right.
about all you can do with that is make sure you have a good amount of food storage, just in case you lose this year's growing season. But yeah, even with tornadoes, relatively speaking, those take out a small area. It's like here, the hail was north of us, so the vast majority of the Metroplex did not receive any damage. So if we were in, you know, the post-supply chain era, then, you know, we'd be looking to, you know, support our neighbors.
Yeah, and let me add this, John and Austin. At the meetups, for 5 years we've been asking, I'll tell you what, how would you like to support each other and get on the list and make sure we have your phone numbers, and if you have a problem, we'll help you, you help us. No one's willing to do it. No one. Now, that's only 5 years worth of experience, and that's a problem. It's a problem that we've seen. John, you've seen it. John Reagan's seen it. We'll
worried
right
about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And, John and Austin. John, did you have something else you wanted to share with us?
Oh, not really. I mean, it's interesting. You guys do a really, really good job, and I've gotten a lot of really good ideas listening to you. And my only thing is I'm in the suburban, you know, locked into suburbia. You know, where I just don't have a lot of land and everything. And so I have to think of ways of utilizing space to if I wanted to grow and plant. I've been teaching myself gardening, and I guess one of the things, if you think you're going to go in and have a bunch of magic seeds that you picked up online and going to go out and throw them in the middle of your dirt and bingo, you know, crop.
John, you're right on the money. I'll tell you why. We've talked about growing a garden here, and John Reagan has had some quotes from Marjorie Wildcraft. It's not easy. If you think, as you said, if you think you're going to put some seeds in and it's going to just work, you're all set because you bought these seeds on the internet and everything's good. It's not the case. You need to start your garden right now, and then you can have chickens. You know, your favorite chickens, like I have. That follow me everywhere. If I call them, they come running. And those darn chickens ate my plants that I was going to put in the garden. So even your friends can cause you problems.
Well, I mean, in an urban setting, you've got squirrels and possums,
yeah,
coons. Right. In my neighborhood alone, I mean, I've seen these animals. I've had deer walk down the middle of the street, coyotes, a fox. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, everyone thinks, oh, that's really cute, grow a garden, and you come out one night, and there are the raccoons, you know, all fat and happy in the middle of your garden.
you're absolutely right. And the deer will eat the bark off your fruit trees and wreak havoc with your orchard. John, thanks so much for calling in.
All right. You guys have a good one. Take care.
Thank you. John Reagan?
And in some cases, we can do things to try to prevent some of the problems, like with tornadoes. You know, you've had on the air Johnny Delirious and, you know, the concrete dome homes, which would resist tornadoes. And, of course, some of us can't afford that, but especially if you're outside city limits and don't have, you know, all the code to deal with. Mother Earth News has great information on how to make your own dome home using basically sandbags filled with pea gravel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you build that up, and that's going to be just almost as resistant as the concrete dome is. So there are things we can do. There's other things that's more of a challenge, like, say, you have a greenhouse, whether it's, you know, the plastic type or the glass type, that's not going to do too well with a hailstorm like what just went through here.
That's exactly right. And our family has been looking at greenhouses, and we've been looking at glass, and we don't. Glass greenhouses are pretty rare today. And you're right, the weather is really, really a concern. And then the plastic, you know, greenhouses, well, you recover them every year or two or three, depending on the thickness of the plastic. That's a problem. So where are you going to get the plastic in 2 or 3 years? So do you buy it all now and make sure you protect it so it doesn't age with the sun and the air? And it's a real problem. But the solutions that we're implementing here on our farm is we are trying to make our farm as efficient as possible. So we're using raised bed gardening. We're using traditional gardening. We're building hoop houses. I need to get down to Arkansas and see if I can get one of those greenhouses from our instructor. And we want to raise as much of our own food as possible, because as we're finding out, the levels of radiation in the United States, as reported from one of our instructors on the ground in Los Angeles, is really, really high, of great concern. And we're going to have future reports about that. But, you know, do you want to survive? If you do, you probably need to seriously consider getting out of Dodge and getting a farm somewhere in the middle of nowhere. You know, and look at NETC.com and figure out where the radiation is the heaviest. Stay away from nuclear reactors and power stations and you know, industry that pollutes. And which, what that really means is you're going to have to go to the middle of nowhere. And that's kind of where we are here in Missouri, in the middle of nowhere. But South Dakota and North Dakota, that's even more in the middle of nowhere, and that's great, but it's freezing cold. So, and then, of course, if you want to get warmer, then you head south, south of the border. By the way, class, if you go to usapreparedness.com, there's a pop-up that will ask you if you'd like to give us your first name and your email address, and you can join the USA Preparedness Club, and we'll send you updates about things that we're doing, events that we're going to have, where we're going to be speaking, and so forth. And that only is used by us. We don't sell that. We're not asking you for your last name. We're just going to, it's going to be a one-way push from us to help keep you informed. So if you're interested, just go to usapreparedness.com. And it was a real email address and a real first name. And if you want, and what we'll do is we'll keep you updated. Our thanks go out to Ed Marvini, Joey in Michigan, and Miles for helping make all that happen. John Reagan?
And just to finish the section, there's a link called Pioneering, and this goes to an article, How the Early Pioneers Preserved Food and What They Ate. And keep in mind when you read something like this, even in the pioneer days, they had a supply chain. So yeah, until those types of supply chains get re-implemented, some of the supplies that you read about might not be available, and those were key things you might need to stock up on. But it goes into meat and vegetables and various preserving methods, pickling vegetables, drying vegetables, salting meat, which yesterday we talked about the ton of salt, and that was just for 10 cows. So for your needs, I've got salt that's probably enough for 5 to 10 years for Becky and myself. Not in a position right now to have animals, but if I get in that position, then I'll have to beef up my salt. Drying meat, smoking meat, and in addition to what the pioneers did, it might be beneficial to go down to your local library and see if you can get information about how the Native Americans in your area lived and what they did, especially in the wintertime, because they didn't have, you know, these fancy houses with central heat and air. And you can glean a lot of information because obviously they did survive, the normal conditions. And if it's tailored to your area, that's, that's the more the better.
Yeah, and we recommend working with Mother Nature rather than fighting Mother Nature. So keep that in mind. If you can use the sun, if you can use the wind, if you can use uphill versus downhill, I mean, think about how you can use nature instead of energy from oil and sources that may not be available. And that's what we're doing. That's literally what we're doing. We're making our farm more efficient. And, you know, we've had a luxury in the United States, and we've become complacent. And that luxury is we have a lot of space. So if you have a lot of space, you don't have to be as efficient as if you don't have a lot of space. The farms in Europe are much more efficient because they don't have as much space. They can't, you know, an average farm might be 20 acres in Europe. In Missouri, it's over 200 acres. And I really don't know how to get us to work with our neighbors the way it's done in Europe, and I guess maybe it'll take a war on our soil to do that, because in Europe they know that they have to work together, whether they like each other or not, they have to work together. And we have wars with our neighbors that are right next door. I mean, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about there's some people in the United States that live in a development, and they hate their neighbors next door, and they do stupid things to each other. Put nails in the driveway. I mean, it's ridiculous. Talk it out and stop it.
You can almost get into a shooting war in the church just talking pre-trib and post-trib.
You can get in a shooting war in your car. You can, you know, pull out and some guy thinks that you shouldn't have pulled out, and then there's an argument, and then someone pulls out a gun and bang. You know, it happens. It's nuts. It's nuts. And some of this is medication fueled from the pharmaca mafia. Some of it is stress at home. Some of it is marital difficulties. And by the way, how much of this is brought to us by Hollywood? How much is taught by Hollywood? You know that. How much is taught by video games? You know, just the idea is to blow up more, destroy more, eviscerate the enemy, kill them, and then try to get a better score next time, hit the reset button, and then do it again better next time, so you get more people dead. And we're thinking this is okay. It's not okay. Killing people's not okay. Harming people's not okay. Only your government would think that this is normal. Only your government would work on biological weapons, nuclear weapons, atomic weapons, microwave weapons. We're not doing that kind of stuff. Doesn't make sense to us. We're not. It's not in our DNA. You've got to be defective to think like this.
Well, speaking of killing people, and let me just take a brief sidetrack here. We've talked about the unfunded liabilities of Social Security and Medicare. And there's only so much you can do with that, and I guess we'll have to talk about that after the break.
Okay, we will. Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. And class, if you want to follow along with these links, just click on TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com and then click on the news tab. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free. doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God,
take my.
When you go to the
TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, please continue.
So we were talking about the unfunded liabilities, and there's just no way around that. We can't get rid of the programs because that would cause so much unrest that the country would be destroyed. What else can they do? Well, they could raise the age of eligibility. That not only causes some unrest, but it also causes more problems. We're already seeing where seniors can't afford to retire. They're still working more than any time in history. And if you raise the rate, then that's that many more jobs we would need for those seniors that need work. But apparently California has the ultimate solution. Granny costs too much, and the solution, beginning of the end for Granny, California to permit medically assisted suicide. You know, Granny, you're costing us too much. It's time to go.
It's an absolute outrage, signed by Governor, Jerry Brown?
Who else?
Yeah. Yeah, what an outrage. And we can do this at a lower cost. We can let you kill yourself at a lower cost by new drugs from the pharmaca mafia. Yeah, isn't that amazing that marijuana is illegal to be smoked in a lot of places, but in California, if you want to kill yourself, no problem. No problem. Because there was a guy who was on the radio, I think he found himself in some financial difficulties, and he used to have a broadcast. He would talk about follow the money, follow the money. He kept saying it. Well, he's absolutely right. Follow the money. John, you have a very disturbing post on your website. I'll link to it. Underground fire nears radioactive waste storage site in St. Louis, Missouri. 100,000 tons of nuclear waste stored in a landfill outside St. Louis may soon meet an out-of-control underground fire. And then there's a post from there's a banner at an abandoned gas station. The Franciscan Sisters of Mary hold a vigil near an abandoned gas station to call attention to the possible dangers posed by the Westlake landfill. Possible dangers? These are dangers, okay? And this banner says, Westlake winds blow everywhere. That's absolutely correct. Westlake winds blow everywhere, the Westlake landfill. I did a simple calculation. So we have 100,000 tons of nuclear weapons waste stored in the landfill. So how much is that, if we each get our fair share, okay, how much is that for every man, woman, and child in the United States of America? It's about a pound. We each get a pound if it's distributed equally among all of us. That's how big this is. So there's a fire underground burning out of control. We don't know how to stop it, and it's advancing toward 100,000 tons of nuclear weapons waste, brought to you by your government.
And one of the things found out in this update, this site has the largest estimated amount of thorium-230, which is a long-lived radiological nucleotide, and it's more than any other U.S. weapons storage or disposal site. And they say that the soil concentrations of radium-226 and thorium-230 are substantially greater than your typical mill tailing waste, which is the processing of uranium to make it usable for weapons. This all goes back to the Manhattan Project.
Class, if you want to see a riveting series about the construction of the atomic bombs, the Manhattan Project, please consider watching the series called Manhattan. Our son brought it over on DVD, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting what you'll see. I'm sure a lot of it's embellished, but even if 10% is true, it's disgusting. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.